Election 2024 on News Talk.
On the topic of housing, we were told that housing was one of the most significant issues in this campaign. Despite that, what we see is that on, I think, 23% of the vote, Dara O'Brien, who is, of course, Fianna Fáil Minister for Housing, has been re-elected in Fingal East. He's with us this morning. Good morning, Minister. How are you?
I'm great, Anton. How are you?
I'm good. Congratulations on your re-election. How did you manage it, given that we were told that the area for which you were responsible was the most significant threat area for the government?
Yeah, well, look, firstly, I'm delighted to be re-elected. 23.5%, actually, Anton. I won't argue with over 0.5%.
My apologies.
It was a great result. It's been a good result for Fianna Fáil across Dublin, it looks like, as well, where we'll make some net gains. But look, housing is still a very serious issue. What I was able to talk to people about is, and fair-minded people about, the progress that we have made. We want to accelerate that. More first-time buyers than we have now, 500 a week buying their homes with the schemes that we've brought in, affordable homes for the first time in a generation, and a really good pipeline of social homes. That said, though, like we honestly engage with people in this regard, and the vast, you know, majority of people realise it's not something you can fix overnight or even indeed in 4 years, but have acknowledged the progress that's happening. They can see the construction that's happening. Still issues around affordability, unquestionably. But I think, to be fair, and the analysis will be done post the election, they looked to what Fianna Fáil were proposing, and then they looked to what others were proposing. I heard Conor there just talking about the alternative plan with Sinn Féin, like that this leasehold arrangement, went down very badly. This idea you buy a home, you don't own the land it's built on, you're going to restrict who you're going to sell it to, salary caps of €90,000, so your average guard.
Okay, but again, let's not re-ventilate all of the.
I won't go into any more detail. Just to say, there was very significant and detailed engagement. I think one of the things as well for us was we had a very strong ground game, and we listened to people, and we responded to people, and across housing, the area of special needs in Dublin, public transport, big issue for people.
And can I ask, Dara, when you're knocking on doors,
yeah, sure.
Because obviously you, being the Minister for Housing, yeah, you are the person most associated with what was seen as the most significant in the issue in the election. What sort of ire did you receive? How much of it became personal attack, if any, when you're in your own constituency?
I am glad to say no personal attacks, and I say that very honestly. People are very courteous, vast, vast bulk of people. They wanted to talk to you. There was an acknowledgement of progress, but also acknowledgement that it's a tough job. I think, in fairness, the people of my constituency are very kind to me in that regard. And I have to say the campaign and the doors were, people were very courteous. They had their points. The Irish electorate are, well-read into policies too, necessarily just taken by the last, populist pronouncement either, and have an understanding of things. But no, the campaign, I have to say, Anton, I thankfully had no grief. We listened to people about real situations, concerns, absolutely.
Okay.
Talking about their sons and daughters and how they can buy homes, and we're able to explain what we've done and how we're going to accelerate.
Okay, you'll have to forgive me because I need to head over to Mayo in a tick just to find out how things are progressing there. Finally, give us your sense, because we were talking earlier to Duncan Smith, from the rest of the counts as they go, what's your prediction for the constituency, or is it too early to tell?
Well, in my constituency here, I think Duncan will take the second seat, and there'll be a real battle between Sinn Féin and Fine Gael for the third, between Alan Farrell, the outgoing TD, and Anne Graves. It'll be very, very tight. I think it would favour right now, from what I can see on transfers, Anne Graves taking that seat. But there's still a lot, we're down to the 7th, 8th count now. They're distributing, I think, Ian Kerry from the Green Party's votes is from Swords. I would think, and he's based in Swords, that would probably favour Anne Graves more than Alan Farrell. And then I think across Dublin, we're certainly very satisfied with the performance that the party have made. I think we'll have net gains, maybe 3, maybe 4 net gains.
Okay.
Paying what we had.
Dara, you'll have to forgive me. I'm going to cut across you there. Appreciate your time.
Election 2024 on News Talk.